Hello, lovelies. So I just wanted to give a little quick update. So today is the 30th. Some of you may not receive this till the 31st. So I'm getting excited because we're getting started in 2 days. So we will get started on November 1st. And as I said in the email that I've already sent out so far, that at this point we're saying 3 o'clock, but if we have a large group and there's a bunch of different time zones, we may just make a consensus what will be best. But basically, even if you can't make it live, don't beat yourself up because 21 consecutive days can be a little much for a lot of people. That's why I said, I think I said when I broke down the description of the programs, I asked, are you ready to really step up showing up for yourself? And I know our human minds are like, but I've got this, I've got this, I'm dead with this. You know, I've got all this stuff I've got to do. I'm busy. And that's so true. And I'm not discounting that at all. What I'm wanting you all to see is it's kind of like I'll use this first as an example. Many times over the years, and I know many of you can relate to this, I've wanted to take a program. But my mind's first thought was, I can't afford that. I don't have the money. I can't even pay my bills, so why do I think I can buy this program? And a lot of times I would just put it away, and it would just keep coming up, keep coming up. And I would tune in, and it says, yes, this is something that would be beneficial for me. And it just keeps speaking to me. And the point is, a lot of times when there's those that just keep dragging on, there's still some kind of self-doubt within that you don't feel worthy of whatever that might help you with. Where there's other times that I am guided in the most mysterious ways to something, and immediately when I see it, I'm like, all right, I'm going to join that. I'm going to sign up for that class. Don't know why, but it just resonates. And so that's kind of what I'm getting at. So a lot of times when something we know is going to be beneficial, lots of we just jump in and do it without even asking. And I know sometimes I've signed up for some things that are multiple days. I'm kind of like, oh God, you know, I don't know if I want to do that every day, blah, blah, blah. But then I find my body craves it. It pulls me in because it knows it's highly beneficial. So I'm leaving it up to you all. And I'm only saying these things because I want you to begin to, of course, everything I will ever teach and ever say to anyone always has a back intention behind it. It's helping you to get out of your comfort zone, to get out of that norm, the way of thinking that you maybe have lived your entire life. I'm wanting you to begin to trust yourself. Trust those gut, wrenches and, upset stomach, maybe that feeling in your throat. It feels like you have a frog or, needing to clear your throat. Those are all indications of something that's wanting to reveal itself to you. So, of course, I'm using this example as simply a guide to get you to begin to tune in more to yourself and trust those immediate responses that you're picking up. Okay. And so, like I say, we will meet daily at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because tomorrow night here in the United States, we shift time, we fall back, so we gain an hour. So when you do a world clock search, you're going to search for EST, Eastern Standard Time, New York City. That's the East Coast, to figure out which time it will be in your time zone. And these, I do my best to keep as short as possible, since it's just one daily code. And then, like I say, you will get the separate posting that goes over the soul work. So that'll be something you're going to take care of each day for yourself. That's kind of your, almost like having a conversation, a discussion with you, and allow your soul to come out. Because the deeper you get with it, the more the soul is going to start speaking to you even more. And I won't, you all to utilize it. If you choose not to, that's completely your choice. The days are gone of me, oh, I wonder if my clients are doing this. They really need to do this. If they don't do this, then they're not going to succeed. This is your choice. Everyone has free will. It's your choice how deep you want to go and how open and willing you are to receive the assistance so it can help you in the multifaceted way it's meant to. Excuse me. So today is Friday. So yeah, yesterday I was driving back through the mountains, the magical mountains in North Carolina, and it was coming to me some things that I'm going to add in. As any of you who've ever worked with me, you know that I always exceed and go above and beyond what I say I'm going to offer. You know, I throw in extra bonuses. I give extra teachings. I give, you know, extra time. And this is kind of already something in the works that I haven't even disclosed yet to everyone else that my plans to start doing. So I'm going to share some sound healing with you all weekly, and we'll also include light language. This will be a separate audio that I'll give to you all as well. And it may be sent midweek. It just depends, because the whole point of it is to help you to continue to process the information that you're getting each week and to then integrate it. Because the point is, while we're processing, we're going to have a lot of clearing and a lot of shifting. And you may have some things come up to the surface. It's like, okay, my eyes are barely above the water. I am drowning in all of this. And we want to help you to begin to integrate it so that you can better understand it. Because when we can understand it and not be scared and triggered by it, we're able to step then out of it and above to get a better grasp and understanding of what is really going on. Let me silence this. Normally it's always silenced. That was weird. Because when we can get that bigger picture, then we can truly see what's going on. Because I, for one, a few weeks back, got triggered into something that was intense. And it wasn't even from this lifetime. It was from somewhere around the time of 1867, 1868. And where I am a location empath as well, hence one reason why I do a lot of grid work and ley line healing, I'm called to different places, and then places speak to me. It brings up things that I was involved in another lifetime or an ancestor, or I'm there simply as a conduit to help for healing to be facilitated. So I had something trigger me, and it took me into another trigger, but then I later found out that night that this person was simply a catalyst for me to heal this old trauma from 1867. So you just never know where it's coming from. So the other part of it, like I said, it's going to help with the processing, integration, but also with clearing out toxins from our body. And I know many of you have heard me talk about residue. So we can clear things, we can heal things, but it's almost like, you know, if you've had a messy eater, sitting at your table or on your couch, and they've been eating something like, they've been eating, let's say, potato chips or something that's got a crumb to it. So when they leave, they're gone. You come back, you're like, oh, hell, was there a bunch of dogs here? Either like all on the table around their plate will just be nothing but crumbs and maybe ketchup and mustard, whatever. And then if you say they were on the couch, there'd be crumbs all over the floor, maybe on the cushion where, you know, it fell in between their legs. That's what I talk about with this residue that gets left behind. It's even if, say you eat a pizza, a deep dish. So it's even greasier. And, you know, especially you get the oils from like the pepperoni and the cheese, other toppings. So if you have it on a plate, let's say a smooth surface plate, after you've eaten your food, when you go to wash it, there's that sheen, that oily sheen. So think of that as residue. That's been left behind. You've already cleared the pizza away. It's gone. But there's still energy of it on that plate because of the residue that it left behind. And that is what so often keeps people spinning, because they're like, holy, I cleared that stuff. I healed that many years ago. Mind you, there can still be layers that we didn't know was there, simply hidden. But the, normally, it's always the residue that gets left behind and remains, that keeps recreating. Just like, not to be so graphic, I think it's the tapeworm. You can cut and it will just, you know, go back in the person's body and it will just spawn again. And I may be wrong, but I know there is an intestinal or type parasites that can recreate, even just like, what is it? I know there's so many different species. You can either chop off their heads or chop off a limb and it'll recreate. So that's what I'm seeing, that even though there's that littlest bit of residue there, it can still explode into recreation of what was there before or more. I know, I just see such a toxic load attached to it, like a very parasitic energy. And hence our global collective energies, it's making a lot of this stuff manifest, because fear, it's like parasites feed off, they love sugar. And a lot of times they like sugar, they like things that are wheat, you know, gluten, and other substances and toxins in the body. So if you think about our body as well, as we're taking in all this stuff, it's affecting everything. And the point is, it seems like back in massage school, they said that, you know, our body is comprised of basically 90%, maybe even higher percentage of water. And how much we excrete of that and sweat it off daily. And that's why it's so important and imperative that you replenish and replace. Hence, when you don't, you become dehydrated, you get headaches, you get muscle cramps, you get muscle pains, and the list goes on. But the other thing, if you've ever seen Dr. Emoto, the messages in the water, I remember I took a class, gosh, it's probably been like 15 years ago, and she had us go collect water, I think from 7 different waterways in our region, streams, lakes, rivers, whatever it is. And then we were also to collect water from our spigot, you know, just the tap, toilet water, and then we brought in some filtered water. So we had all these vials of water, and then she brought in some, one of our students, fellow students, had the Kangen machine, you know, he sold the whole magnetic stuff. So that's supposed to be a really nice water filtration system. And so he brought in enough water that we could all utilize it. So basically what she had us do is we created all these slides and we labeled them, and then she put them in the freezer, and then we also put some in some other type safe containers and put them in the freezer, so you had a larger quantity. So when we came back the next week, she had taken pictures of all of our slides in our larger vessels of water. Insane stuff. Some of them, like, the thing is, I think what she did was the slides was the pure water source where it's from, and then what was the larger container, she exposed them to different words, because that's part of what Dr. Emoto does. He exposes the things to say words like hate, anger, abuse, rape, incest, disgust, these things that are just have a really toxic load energy. And then some were exposed to things like love, joy, happiness, compassion, friendship, you know, all these different things, and to see what happened to the water crystals. Of course, the things exposed to a higher vibration, these beautiful snowflake designs, the things over here in the lower vibration were scary. It was funny. One of them, it looked like a straight up penis. And I remember she did want to like show it up there and it have my name, you know, showing from the where we had to label all of ours, thinking it might embarrass me. And she came over and told me, I was like, I laughed. I said, it's okay, share it. I mean, it was a perfect, even with the head and everything. And I think it had, I was trying to think if it had the word anger or if it had abuse on it. And I'm almost thinking that water was from a stream that was close by her house. And so it was always different to see because we were all in the same region, but we were all, it's like our region is split between three states. And so we all kind of, I don't think any of us had the same water source. It was something to see how each person's water reacted to the love based and the, you know, the darker dense based energies. So you got to think about that. If we're 90% or more of water, what do our water crystals look like within ourselves? And, you know, that's why they always say who you spend the highest percentage of your time with is who you become. So if you live in a toxic family and you can't leave it, you can't move out, you've got to find a way to spend a majority of your time with people who are of a higher vibration and frequency. And then it'll almost get to a point where then you'll find a way to get away from this. I did it multiple times. But when you stay around those lower density people, your health just takes a nosedive because the water frequencies and the molecules in your body become so congealed. Hence, typically you see those who are in denser, lower vibratory settings. They've got high cholesterol, they got high blood pressure. They have all these things where things get congealed in their body. And they think what they're feeding themselves as well is low density, low vibration foods. Like I remember my naturopath said years ago, never go to the any of the aisles in between. And I was like, what? There are some good, valuable things. And she's like, no. She said, the only thing I permit you to buy from any of those aisles is, of course, you know, if you've got to get, you know, pet food. She preferred you not get cleaning products from there, which was, that wasn't a big deal because I already made mine or used, you know, natural stuff. She said, you can get beans, but in a lot of ways, she didn't want me getting the beans because of the starch and stuff based on how it was going to affect me. But she said, you need to shop the perimeter with the bulk of it, say 90 to 95% needs to be in the fruit and produce section. Because she said, you got to think what's the rest of the outer perimeter is meat products, dairy, which she wanted me to avoid like the Black Plague. So I'm sharing all this to help you see what all are we putting in our bodies. So basically all I kept hearing is we need to optimize the fluids. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm driving. I'm like, you better help me remember all this stuff when I get home because I can't write it down and I can't dictate it. So basically what we're going to focus on, I'm doing it with you all during the 21 days as well. But the other is definitely during the 4-week December program. So we're going to be addressing the fluid, the water in the body, the lymph and the mucus, the urinary system, and the blood. The reason I lumped lymph and mucus together is because lymph doesn't flow. Hence, when someone has breast cancer and they cut the ducts, you know, the lymphatic ducts out of the armpit, someone then becomes with lymphedema, their arm swells. Same in the legs, their legs swell. That's why you have to bounce or pump the arm, especially if you have it in your arm. Also get some lymphatic drainage because that's what pushes the fluid. Same with mucus. Mucus is another one of those kind of like residue things. It collects kind of like cholesterol in the body where it typically always is going to collect is the back of the throat. And I remember my naturopath told me years ago, first thing in the morning, get some hot water running out of your tap if you have to, or boil some water. Be careful if you boil it and make sure it cools down to a temperature that's not going to scald you. FYI. I never did that, but I'm just saying that in case someone doesn't think about that. You can just do it as just the hot water, but it's always beneficial if you can add some salt, because salt's always going to help clear out, detox. But gargle and just keep gargling. And then you'll find it'll be like, oh God, I can actually swallow. You can feel it drain and get you, if you don't already have one, a tongue scraper. They're amazing. just know if you're an easy gag reflex, you might go, you know, choke a little bit, because you want to stick your tongue out and you want to scrape from the very back as far as you can go. Some are a little bit better. Mine is, it's a bigger round, and the way my mouth is, I can't get it in as far. Where they have some, it's more like a half moon shaped metal, and it's a little bit easier to get back to the back of your tongue, because I can't stick my tongue out like most people because of my jaw. And you'd be amazed what you scrape off your tongue. You're just like, oh my God, what is that? It'd be real thick, and it's like it won't come off when you're running it under the spigot. Sorry for TMI. But you'll realize, and the more you keep doing that and doing the rinse and even adding some salt water, if you're someone who has halitosis, bad breath, you may begin to notice you don't have it anymore. And also, if you have gingivitis or you have some kind of periodontal disease, that's where you're going to build up bacteria in the gum, your gums of your, you know, your mouth and your, all the mucous membranes. And that can cause halitosis. By getting rid of that, if you're someone who has sicknesses, maybe you keep chronic sore throat, you keep sinus infections, teeth pain, that's definitely going to help. Also, you can do what's called oil pulling. I haven't done it because too much swishing bothers me, but a lot of people use coconut oil. I don't remember I think you can use olive oil as well. And basically you get just enough that you can swish in your mouth. And they say to try to do it up to 15 minutes. Don't ever spit it in your sink, because remember, you don't put oil in your sink. You want to put it in the trash can. Don't even put it in your toilet either. Spit it into your trash can. That can help pull things out. And because the thing is, I was reading from this, I guess he was a Jamaica guy, Dr. Sibi, S-E-B-I. He was talking about how mucus in the body is almost like the number one reason for health problems and for inflammation. Inflammation spawns all kinds of things in the body. It even affects the mental mind. You being able to connect to yourself, to be able to have your chakras all aligned and balanced. There's just so many layers to it. How much excess mucus affects the body, because we need a certain layer of mucus in the body because it acts as a bit of a protectant, a buffer to encapsulate and take things out. If you're ever one that eats something, you kind of feel like something's stuck at the back of your throat, most likely it's stuck in that mucus plug. And so I felt like that was definitely going to be something that we were going to have to dislodge, because you can pass mucus not only through your nasal, your mouth, it can come out your urine and your bowels. I believe it can even get in your blood. I'm almost thinking a nurse said something about I had excess mucus one time. So that's going to be something that I'm going to add in. And of course, there'll always be some other things that I'll pop in and do. But just kind of wanted to give you all a heads up. So one thing I wanted you all to kind of plan ahead, because I know everyone's got a lot going on these final 2 months. You know, we're going into the holidays. Because I know at first I was like, why? No one's going to sign up for a program in the holidays. Well, this year is different than any other year I think anyone's ever experienced. Do your best. I know we've all got a lot. Not only is it important, imperative to show up, but it's important, imperative to show up for yourself and take care of you. If you're having a rough time, your body's detoxing, or you're kind of having a little bit of a healing crisis. Maybe you're invited to a holiday party, or you've got something you need to do, and you're like, God, if I would love to just lay on the couch and just do nothing. Do it. You know, just say to the people, thank you for understanding, but right now I just feel like it's going to be best that I, you know, say no, or, you know, I need to, you know, back out and cancel. Is there another day? Maybe we can do this, or this can happen. And say if it's a set party, say, you know, thank you so much for inviting me. I just have a lot on my plate, and I just feel like it'd be best if, you know, I, what's the word? Meaning, you know, to say, you know, it's not convenient for me to come. I'm not going to be able to come. I can't think of the word. It's evaded me. Don't do things because you feel obligated. And that's always been the things with the holidays, especially even though I'm an adult person, my mother still tries to tell us adult kids what to do. Like back, you know, when you're a kid, go hug your uncle or go hug your grandmother, give them a kiss. Well, what if I didn't want to? never do something out of obligation. If it doesn't feel right to you, don't do it. Take care of yourselves. I know I speak a lot, if you've worked with me before, about, you know, soaking in, you know, even if it's just water. If say you've had an intense day, you've been out, come home, you're like, I am not fully me. Just go stick your hands under the faucet and just let regular water run on them, or stop up a sink, fill it up with water, and simply just put your hands in them. Even if it's just a bowl of water with your fingertips, our bodies thrive on water. It's a way to cleanse. I used to do that after every session when I'd work with clients. I couldn't get to the kitchen quick enough because it was my deep sink. And I mean, I would run water all the way up, and I mean, I would swish it as far up, especially in the summer months where I a lot of times had a shorter sleeve. I mean, I would rinse water all the way up. Sometimes even throw it up on my face. You can drink. I've told many before, get you a glass of water. You can do, I know overseas is different measurements, but like a, you know, like a cup of water, 6 to 8 ounces, and you want sea salt or Himalayan salt, not table salt, sea salt, because you want all the minerals. You can even use, what is it, like a Celtic salt, and those, you want to shake enough in there where it's just salty, not too much, but you just taste that saltiness, make sure it dissolves. You can drink it straight like that. And after therapy sessions, like doing like cranial or myofascial, it can be intense for the body. And we would call it the Mack truck effect, where you felt like you'd hit the brick wall and you're just like, oh my God, it hurt, like a toothache, I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, whatever it might be. You can drink that, and it's like it normalizes everything. You can also make like a larger glass of water in the morning. And you add those salts, and you can add a little bit of pure maple syrup. So you want the just a little bit salty and just a little bit sweet. You don't have to drink that all at once. If you're making a bigger glass, you're going to drink it over the day. And so it's going to kind of help keep your mineral levels more balanced. The other thing you can do in the mornings, like I said, my naturopath always said, first gargle, but then to have hot lemon and or lime water. And you can add some honey. And I get local natural honey. That's something from the region, because they always say if you're someone who has allergies, you need to be eating your local honey because it's going to help you work through the histamines in your region. So I start every morning with hot water. I put lime juice in it and my honey, and I drink that. And that also further helps clear out the mucus. I've already gargled, but this is going to really get it in there. Lime actually is more potent than lemon juice. Both of them are very beneficial. they're alkaline, and even they're an acidic thing. They do so many things for the body. So these are ways that you can help all these fluids in the body that I've mentioned, but to help yourself during this time, because I mean, it not only are we going to be working, but the collective energies and the Schumann resonance and the downloads and the galactic shifts, the earth shifts. I mean, there's going to be so much going on. And then the people, the collective around you, just be prepared. They may lose it. But if you are stable within yourself, it could be explosions going on out here, and you're still right here. You're aligned and centered, and you're okay. That's ultimately where we want to get everyone. So this next couple days, if you can, you know, kind of start to calm yourself down. You may want to go ahead and do the morning routine, you know, begin to get some minerals in your body. And if you don't already take any kind of magnesium or anything like that, like I've always give the suggestion of the Calm powder, which right now, I don't know what's going on. You can't find it anywhere. I can find just the plain Calm powder, which is just the magnesium, where I normally take Calm plus calcium, which has magnesium, calcium, vitamin D, I think boron, and one other thing. We don't know, and we think it's part of them taking away things that we know are beneficial for us, because that was already starting to happen in the spring. That's why I went ahead and stockpiled some supplements that I know they're going to pull from our shelves, because they know the benefit that they provide. The reason I say powder, because it's easier to assimilate. If all you can find is tablets or capsules, that's better than nothing. I know here in America, from my herbalist, I can get a magnesium gel, and it just rubs in topically, and it doesn't leave any weird, sticky, stiff residue. Because I also used to have a magnesium oil, but it always like made my skin feel real stiff, and it was real sticky, tacky. Because I know with the oil, they say if it stings or itches, then I think it means you have a deficiency. I may be wrong on that. So look to see what topical options you have. Hence, if you can't find any of those, Epsom salt baths, whether you soak your whole body, you just soak your hands, just soak your feet, whatever it may be, you can even make a poultice, a compress, and apply it to the body if you're having issues. Also, of course, the minerals. You can even get just a bottle of trace minerals. It's a liquid, it's salty-like. I started taking Irish sea moss, and I get the gel. And so it's sea moss from the ocean that it's harvested around Jamaica. And what they do is they take it and then they blend it with spring water. I will show it to you. Let me pause this a second so I can go get it. Okay. Sorry, my face looks so distorted. I don't know that you'll end up like that in the final product. All right, so this stuff, it's unusual looking. So what it almost resembles to me is mucus. This is what's at the back of your throat, a big plug of it. So you can see it's thick. When you open it, there's just the slightest smell, like of a sea, you know, a sea smell. but it's tasteless, and it dissolves real quick. So they talk about putting it in like your drink. So first thing in the morning when you have your hot water, you know, you could put this in with it and let it dissolve. You can put it in smoothies. You can put it in food. It has 92 of what the 102 trace essential minerals that our body needs. And it lists, just Google it, search it. There's all kinds of benefits to it. So I've just started it. My parents, my family started it last week. I wanted to wait because I had so much going on, just in case, you know, I had any kind of response back. So different things. You're going to be called to find ways to take care of yourself. So other things may come in. I know I have mentioned in some of the other programs about taking zinc. So I'm trying to think some of the other stuff I take. I'm taking some things that are the Ayurvedic, which I know I've spoken to several about. Tune in to yourself and ask it what it needs. And if it means, you know, go to one of the markets or something where they sell stuff. Even if it's just a basic, just go through and see kind of what your eyes gravitate to or what your body calls you towards and tune into it. And if you know how the muscle tests, if not, basically, I'm just going to use my water here. You can hold it and see if first you can say to yourself, you can be in the grocery store and, you know, kind of spread your feet out enough that you feel grounded and kind of slightly bend your knees. And you can just say, show me my yes. And you may find your body, you know, tilts forward or it might go backwards. And then you'll say, show me my no and make sure it's just the opposite. Excuse me. Talking about all this mucus and phlegm, I can feel something right there wanting to let go. So you're at the market. You get a supplement. You've identified what your yes and no is. So if, you know, if there's people in the aisle, you know, I do muscle testing. If I have a coat on, I just do it in my pocket, or sometimes I just know it tells me. If you can, you know, act like you're looking at the product and, you know, if it helps, you know, just kind of hold it, say you're looking at something else. If say there's other people in the aisle and your body will just intuitively tell you yes or no. So you can do that for everything you buy, whether it be toothpaste, toilet paper, you know, juice, meat, whatever it is, you can muscle test to see if it will work for you. So start to just tune in to see what your body's needing right now, because it may need things that you've never had before. You may not even know what it is. Also, if your body is craving things like an excess amount of sugar, we've always been trained to say, oh, we shouldn't eat sugar. We shouldn't eat sugar. We should limit that. Typically, when our bodies are like an insatiable craving, it's needing it for fuel, especially on days when the Schumann resonance spikes. We've got solar flares, different things. Your body is going to be burning through a lot of energy. You may find that you can't even begin to quench your thirst. Or days you feel like you can't clear your throat, or you're just so hungry. Be like, I just ate 5 minutes ago, and now I feel like I can eat everything in my kitchen. That's how I felt coming home Thursday. Normally, I'm not a big breakfast eater. I woke up starved, and I couldn't get dressed quick enough from where I was staying to leave to get food to make it to my appointment. And then when I was at the appointment, my stomach, I mean, it was starving. She's like, are you hungry? And I was like, I guess so. I said, normally I'm not, but I said, my stomach's wanting to eat. Sorry, something is wanting to release in my ear. It wants me to pull it. So don't mind me. And I had an hour and a half drive by the time I got home. I couldn't get in the house quick enough. I was starving. And I was like, okay, I think I had a total of 6 meals that day. And I wanted something really sweet. And so I went and got something to satisfy it. Mind you, it gave me really bad heartburn. But I ate the whole thing where all it needed was a small fraction of it. But I was kind of like, why waste it? You may go through periods of craving meat. Like I have been on a kick of wanting a steak, and I get a fillet. So almost every week I treat myself to a steak. Or I hadn't had steak in probably a year or two. And it is satisfying something. It's helping with grounding. So with a lot of times we don't necessarily know what exactly it is we need, but we are trusting in giving ourselves what it is we need, whether it be our physical vessel or our soul wanting it. It's like you may be called one day to go drive somewhere and just sit somewhere out in nature. It could be a park. It could be by water. It may be somewhere so you can see the sky better at nighttime or even during the day, a view. You just never know. So I really want you all to tune in. Fine tune that channel so you can begin to hear what your body is revealing to you and trust it. Okay. I know this has probably turned into a long-winded, my apologies. Just a bunch wanted to be shared before we got started, and they really wanted you to begin to prepare yourself. And you might even notice over this 21 days, you may not have much of an appetite, because so many people will say, if you're truly doing up-leveling work, you should eat very light, conscious, blah, blah, blah. I agree with a lot of that, but I still feel if your body wants something, it needs it. Give it to it. But I do definitely feel you are going to be craving more water. So do it in whatever form it needs it. And it's okay if you don't have much of an appetite and you just want to live on water. Because they claim, what is it you can live for, what, a week or two or more? On just water. And if you're adding the salts in the maple syrup, there you're getting sustenance there. Like a lot of people do the cayenne pepper cleanse, where you do you make like a big jug, like a gallon jug, and it's your water, your I think it's 6 lemons. You have cayenne pepper and you have the maple syrup. Some people add ginger as well, because all of those have so many amazing properties, because ginger and cayenne are both heat producing. So they're going to lighten things up for you. So you may even be called to do that. So if you have any questions about anything I've shared here, let me know, because half the time I forget what all comes through to be shared, and I can give you links and stuff for things. As far as the sea moss gel, this company, we've been getting this. I'm saying this is probably a 16 ounce, because it doesn't say, which I think is odd that it doesn't say on the jar. But it's a company called Lucia. But I have found another company that I can get wholesale pricing and quantity. I can get like the large mason jar, because it has to be refrigerated. And once it's opened, I think they say it lasts like a week or two, but you can, I believe you can freeze it. So it's kind of telling me, oh, that's okay. I'm feeling heavy now. So it's kind of like everything that needs to be shared before we get started has made its way out. So I'm excited to get started. And like I say, every Wednesday and Thursday will be a pre-recorded. So like I say, I have to make, you know, weekly trips for my chiropractor. And so those will most likely be posted, you know, the night before. Because I may do them as a scheduled email. Because sometimes I have a little bit of time before I have to leave, depending on what time my appointment is. So it's either going to come like early in the morning or kind of like midday. But those will be there and everything will just be sent in one email. Because the other thing I wanted to touch on was the reason I'm not setting up a Facebook group. I know that makes things a lot easier. I'm just right now trying to keep as much off Facebook because of how much they're already blocking me posting content. I'm not sure if it will be around for much longer. I still sense, like I've been saying since the spring, with everything that's going on, there's going to be a lot more. So for practitioners that are solely dependent upon Facebook, y'all need to be looking for some alternatives. So the other thing I've been wanting to work on, they've changed it, which I'm glad I didn't set it up before. It's a service called Members Vault, and it's kind of like, for any of you all that know Catherine Macelle, she has it. And so you can put programs in it and it's all automated so people can purchase. It's there and then it can be like a self-study. That's ultimately where I'd like to get everything to. So it's there, it's stored. But for now, you're just going to be getting the daily email for the 21-day. And then in December, it will be the weekly email that will have everything attached to it. So if you have any questions or concerns about that, let me know. But otherwise, I will see you all on the 1st. Much love you all. I'm looking forward to it. Take care.